House Democrats Defend Joe Biden's Weakening Position in Business Scandal. By Wendell Hasebo on August 17, 2023. House Democrats continue to defend President Joe Biden this week from family corruption accusations, despite powerful and growing allegations to the contrary. As arguments mount against Joe Biden's claims that he has had no involvement or knowledge of his family's foreign business, House Democrats have taken the increasingly far-fetched position of defending the president. There is zero evidence linking President Biden personally to anything to do with his family's business, Democrat Representative Jerry Connolly, DBA, said Thursday. Last week, House Oversight Committee James Comer announced that Joe Biden's family business received over $20 million while he was vice president in the Obama administration. A number of Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers support Comer's claim. The revelation did not prevent Democrats from protecting the president. Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, told NBC News that he still does not think the president is corrupt. Damning allegations surfaced last month from an FBI informant that a former executive of Burisma Holdings bribed Joe and Hunter Biden with $10 million. Starting in 2014, Burisma paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month for a board position to obtain the Biden brand, as Biden business associate Devin Archer described the arrangement. The House Oversight Committee argues that Joe Biden threatened to withhold U.S. aid to Ukraine in 2015 until the president of Ukraine fired prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who had jurisdiction for an investigation into the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Some Republican lawmakers believe the FBI informant document is a reason to begin an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. Watch, Karina Jean-Pierre says zero evidence Joe Biden discussed or involved with Hunter's businesses. There's been no evidence to show Joe Biden has been involved in anything, Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, told CNN's Jake Tapper. Archer told House investigators that Joe Biden phoned in on over 20 phone calls with Hunter Biden and his foreign associates. The Biden brand is an abuse of soft power, Archer told Tucker Carlson during an interview on Twitter. Obviously, the brand of Biden, you know, adds a lot of power when your dad's vice president. Shouldn't President Biden have realized what Hunter was doing here? Getting on the phone, talking speakerphone with his business associates. Did he, at the very least, show a major lapse of judgment? Tapper asked Goldman. They never discussed business, he replied. Goldman previously claimed Joe Biden phoned into the meetings to discuss the weather. Allegations against Joe Biden include but are not limited to photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers. Texts. Emails. WhatsApp messages. Photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners. Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter. Five individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy. Two whistleblower testimonies. FBI FD 1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive. FBI informant alleging bribes. Video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad. Former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. Millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts. Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.